Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. I've been sitting here for the past 15 minutes or so, listening to Katie talk about how her air fryer's not working and contemplating slitting my wrists.
I know. What do you mean? That's a big deal.
Something going on there.
I use my air fryer almost every single day.
She's still going.
Here we go. She just said this, actually.
I had to turn my oven on, and it was hot.
Now you're going to make everyone else slit their wrists.
I don't know if you've had to go back to the old-fashioned days when you use your oven, but it is sad.
The conventional oven.
First of all, problems right here, guys. I had to use my oven yesterday.
And I'm sad. I'm still sad about that air fryer.
It's so hot.
I feel like I should have a service for it or something.
The air fryer door wasn't closing.
I use it every day, Jeremy.
Hashtag Katie problems.
Oh, come on.
I just had a day yesterday.
I did. I really did.
And I made something and I didn't like the way it tasted. In my air fryer's doors weren't closing.
Are you just making fun of me, or are you giving me permission to vent a little? Because that really happened. Like, I put so much work into that
Josh
meal. No, but you would have to agree. When you make
something,
I'm going to do it anyway.
No, you know what? Go
when
for it,
you
Katie Cat. We love you.
Make something and it takes you hours to create it, and then when it's finally time to eat it, and you take that first bite, and you're all. Meh.
No,
like,
that sucks.
It's
not
a good feel. And then my air fryer broke on top of that.
Oh, Lord, no.
Did you break it? Like, did you do something distinctive to break it? Or
I just use it every day. I think that's it. I think I've just kind of used it so much. It's on its last leg. But what it does is when I close it, the thing, the face tells me that it's still open. And the only way that it'll actually work is if I open it just a little bit so it's venting, and then it'll come on and, you know, do the full on power. I'm like, that can't be safe.
No. Is this one of the things that you're too rough with it when you close it? Like how you broke your fan because you're still you're a little rough about things?
Maybe, because then to fix it, my thing to fix it was I'm just going to slam that door right into it.
Oh, yeah, and that's the way to do it. What were you making in there?
I was putting my chicken kebabs in there.
Oh,
part
chicken
of the
kebabs.
Dish. Well, first I was trying to roast my red peppers in there because you can roast your red peppers or your peppers, your vegetables in an air fryer. Mm. And that's when I noticed that it wasn't closing all the way. So then I had to take both my peppers and my kebabs and put them in the oven. It was hot.
Lord. What a day.
I had to put that fan on that I broke, Josh. Like,
did you know that, believe it or not, I used my oven yesterday, too, and I
was
fine.
Hot. No, it was
it
so
was
hot,
fine.
Huh?
I made chicken and broccoli.
Oh, yum. Gosh. I don't know how you dealt with it. The heat wave of the century.
I closed the door and I walked away. Pretty simple. I was reading this morning. Maybe I'm late to the party on this. But the Rockies have accidentally created one of the funniest sports traditions in baseball this season. It is a giant purple home run coat that players wear after hitting homers. And it kind of started as a random clubhouse joke, and now it's become a full-blown fan obsession.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this coat. It looks like a big, like... fur coat.
Yeah.
Looks like they killed Barney.
Yeah, like
absolutely.
A big fancy ritzy jacket, yeah. And it's purple. And when these dudes hit the home runs, they throw it on. And it's really funny looking.
It's the
really
coat of
funny.
Honor.
Is yes. that what it is? That's what they're calling it?
Yeah.
Anyway, the team treats this thing like a sacred artifact. It's traveling with the team. It has its own equipment bag. And clubhouse staff are carefully maintaining it like it's a museum piece. Because it's bringing some sort of fun sports energy to Colorado baseball this year.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
They look good, too, when they rock it.
They do. And, you know, sports in general, there's so many superstitions that come with sports. And baseball is full of superstition. So I like it. I like that they can, you know, rally the fans with something other than their play.
It's goofy. It's kind of an inside joke, and the fans are loving it.
It's fun. It's
I love
time.
It, too. I saw the pictures. It looks really funny. What else is going on in sports?
Well, moving on from the MLB to college baseball. It's their playoff time right now. And, Katie, like you just said, baseball players are probably the most superstitious group out of all the big four sports teams. Well, UCLA freshman pitcher has gone completely viral, not necessarily even for his pitching, but what he does before he pitches. They noticed that UCLA freshman pitcher Angel Cervantes kept digging in his back pocket before he went to go pitch, and then he would put something on the mound, and it turns out it was a little baby dinosaur.
Oh!
You might notice he has a little dinosaur with him on the mound. His name is actually Jerry the Dinosaur, and Angel keeps him in his back pocket, and Jerry will join him in every single time he's pitching on the mound. Just a sense of comfort that he's developed, maybe a little bit of a superstition, but Jerry's always along for the ride, guys.
So one of those things, it looks weird, right? It looks weird that he's going out and reaching in his back pocket for a little baby dinosaur, but he says he's been doing it since high school. It's just because he's a freshman pitcher that people haven't really gotten to know him and see what he does yet. And he's like, look, it just brings me a sense of peace. He says, he calms me down. I know it might sound, I guess, childish, but I mean, whatever works for you, and that's what works for me. And there is actually some science about this. There have been studies shown where if you bring a good luck charm with you, whether it's, you know, a placebo effect or whatever, it helps you perform better. He has that little comfort blanket, if you will,
yeah.
And he holds on to it, and he really does. He held the opponent to 5 scoreless innings. And so it said people that were able to bring their good luck charms with them, they were able to perform at a higher standard than that didn't.
All right.
I just love that little dino's name is Jerry.
Little Jerry the butt dinosaur.
Yes.
He's a little triceratops. Jerry.
Jurassic Jerry.
Oh, that's Jurassic
Jerry.
That's
adorbs.
That's
so cute.
BTS is the latest artist to get their own limited edition Oreos. They're coming to stores on June 8th. They're purple. That seems natural.
Yeah.
With a brown sugar pancake flavored cream inside, inspired by a popular Korean street food called hotok.
Okay.
Katie, you're big on street food. You know what a hotok is?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know it's got to be tasty. Korean street food.
It sounds like a dating platform that you might be on. It's not TikTok. It's hotok.
Oh, gosh. No. Hey.
That was really good.
No, it wasn't, Josh.
Speaking of TikTok, there's a woman named Naira, and she's gone viral because she posted this big, long video about a frozen yogurt place. But, girl, you are late to the party. I have complained about this for years on this show. She went in. The entire place was a self-service experience from start to finish.
Yeah.
You go in, and this is exactly what I laid out on the show. You grab your own cup. You fill the ice cream or the frozen yogurt up yourself. You wander over, and you put your own toppings. She waited in line. Now, I will say at this one, there was a kiosk that they just weigh it and then you pay it right there. And then it asked for a tip.
A tip for who?
That's what I'm saying. So she went off on this video and people are on both sides. They're like, well, there's still somebody there stocking the condiments, the toppings.
No.
Stocking the new ice cream in the back for the machines.
This tipping culture has gotten out of hand. So, like, you don't get a
tip
for that.
No.
Come on.
And my thing was I went into one of those places, got my own cup, got my own ice cream, got my own toppings, weighed myself at the register, and the teenager was like, $4 or whatever it was, and then it was like, tip. I was like, hell's to the no.
No,
you didn't do anything.
And it upsets me because I worked for tips at one point in my life as a, you know, waiting tables, and I made $2.15 an hour, which is why I needed tips.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't happen like that. Like,
unless you're on hotok. She'll work for tips on hotok.
Stop. That was a living wage. That wasn't even a tip.
All right, here's one final thing. I got to tread lightly on this. A woman named Monique out of Michigan. She's 48 years old. She's facing charges for attempting to smuggle contraband into a correctional facility. Here's what happened. She's been trespassing at a CVS pharmacy where she had previously been banned from. So she can't go in there, but she keeps making her way back in. And the problem is they got a wine section there. So she'll go in there, steal the wine, go into the bathroom, and chug it at the CVS. They said, don't ever come back. Well, she returned the next day, stole another bottle and was getting drunk, blah, blah, blah. Cops came, took her to the jail. The corrections staff was booking her. And, you know, when they do that, they have to do, like, a routine search on you.
Yeah, the cavity search.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, let's just say they found another bottle of wine.
No, they didn't.
Bottle?
Another bottle of wine.
Like the mini bottle or the full-on bottle?
A bottle of wine.
What?
That Monique had snuck into the correctional facility.
Oh, Monique.
And I will let you use your imagination on how she got that in.
I don't want to.
I am impressed.
My no. mouth's open.
I am impressed.
Wow, Monique.
But I would hate to be her boyfriend.
Hey, she's on Hotaku.
I do not want to be her boyfriend.
Man. What? That's what wild.
Is yeah, somebody's okay. been doing her Kegels.
Yeah,
all right,
not.
Katie.
Okay.
Or not, yeah.
What you got going on well, locally?
Let's start it up in Windsor, huh? It is an underwear desert, in case you didn't
what
know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, the people of Windsor are like, hold up. The town leaders say that Windsor is an underwear desert as residents do not have a local place to buy many everyday essentials like socks, underwear, and school supplies. Yeah.
She snuck the bottle in where?
Exactly. This lady that you heard right there, she's actually talking about how many people have to travel like 15 to 20 minutes for those things, those essential things. So folks in the town are, you know, having a hard time with that. They're like, we need to build things. We need more places where we can buy these things.
They need a Target.
They need a Target. They need a Walmart. But other folks in the town are okay with it. They like that their town of 50,000 people is a little small town idealist, right?
I because, like that too.
Exactly.
I so want to live there.
So there's a lot of people who are like, we don't want all that in our town. We're okay with driving 15 to 20 miles, but some of the town leaders are like calling it an underwear desert, and that is why it's making
just get on the Zon, right?
Yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying.
2-day
like,
shipping.
And now nowadays, you don't really need that brick and mortar spot right there in your town. So they're trying to get around it. So there you go.
You could have drone delivery with your underpants probably at some point.
You get just drones right to
yeah,
your door.
Drones.
Exactly. So that's the latest.
Draws right to your draw.
Windsor. Down in Colorado Springs, we have the story about Santa's Workshop. Hey, they're celebrating their 70th season.
70 years?
70
God, we were just
years.
Down there a couple years ago with my kids and my nieces and nephews and everyone else.
Yes, the family.
Mostly nephews.
The family. And it always opens like the week of Memorial Day, and then it'll stay open through Christmas down in the Colorado Springs area.
That place still looks good. After 70 years, it is very well maintained. It is not janky. It is in great condition, and it is delightful and charming.
Yeah. No, people rave about Santa's Workshop. So they say you can explore the charming snow-dusted village, Jeremy, that they keep up. You can watch holiday magic shows. Yeah.
You can
feed
see
the deer.
Feed deer and see Santa.
See Santa. Ride the carousel. And as you said, visit Mr. Claus himself. So there you go. And again, the 70th season. That's a big deal for the folks down there.
Oh, that place is charming.
At
That's
Santa's
good.
Workshop.
Good for them.
Of course, it is just the, you know, the arm, or I guess the
you're right over there.
Well, because we have the Santa's Workshop up in the North Pole that's been going on for forever, right? This is just like
This is the branch,
the branch
of it
of the North Pole Workshop.
Yes.
Oh,
so
God.
That's what I just wanted. To
they got
clarify.
A pole there too that you touch that it's like frozen all the time.
Yeah, really? Because it's Santa's magic.
It's the North Pole.
Yeah. I love Santa's magic. Okay, and then we have this incident in Aurora yesterday. Crazy, because cops received a bunch of calls about a person wandering into traffic, waving their arms and holding onto a gun tucked into the waistband of their pants. What? Exactly. This was right around Colfax and Billings Street. So what the cops did is they looked at the cameras before they went down there just to make sure the situation was as they thought. And they realized it wasn't as dire as they originally suspected. So it turns out it was a woman with binoculars on Colfax. And I took this part right from the news story because it made me laugh so hard. They said after analyzing the scene, officers still went to the area and spoke with the woman, sharing laughs about the actual circumstances versus what was this. They shared laughs. They shared laughs, Jeremy. The officers did advise the woman to carry the binoculars in her bag rather than her waistband. So,
or
people,
if you're that lady from Michigan, I'll tell you where you can put them.
I know.
Is that all you
that
got?
That would avoid any confusion, Jeremy.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Really quick, Colorado residents across the Front Range are reporting a massive increase in some wildlife sightings this spring. Mostly like foothills, mountain areas. A bit of a population boom when it comes to chipmunks.
Oh, yeah.
The little chipmunks are everywhere.
They're so cute, though.
Damn,
they're
cute, right?
Oh, they're so, and they got the little stripe down their back. They're so adorable.
You just want to take them home with you.
So cute.
Yeah, there's a chipmunk invasion going on right now. They say there's been some ideal conditions for food growth and breeding this year, which sounds like an afternoon with Katie.
Stop.
But some of that wet weather we just had kind of spurred a bunch of growth for little things that they eat. And the warmer weather, I guess, has led to some of the breeding. They're ready to get it on.
That's a perfect storm for these little chipmunks.
So people have been posting videos online showcasing the chipmunks just flooding hiking trails and parks and backyards and campgrounds. And they say they're adorable for about 10 seconds. And then people are complaining that they're just everywhere and they're into everything. Yeah. And especially if you're trying to do a garden, they're just attacking these gardens, I guess, this year and eating all your asparagus or whatever the hell you're growing. But they are so cute, right?
Who knew that they liked food and alone time so much, though? Well, like, that's funny.
Have you seen those little cheeks when they pack all those seeds in there?
What cheeks? Anyway.
Little cheeks. I will tell you, if you guys are looking for a quick little getaway with your family this year, we went up to St. Elmo, a little historic ghost town in Colorado. It's up near Buena Vista. It's St. Elmo. And it's just like an 1880s mining town that's been really well preserved. It's a cute little town. But there is a chipmunk infestation in this little town. And you can go into the little general store and buy bags of seeds and go out and feed all the chipmunks. And they will straight up just, we sat there and they crawled all over you. They're all over your legs. They just go after you. The kids absolutely adored it.
That sounds like a good time.
I think you would go. I mean, you love getting out and hiking and getting into the outdoors.
And chipmunks crawling all over me sounds awesome. I don't know why, but that sounds like so much fun.
It's probably the most action you've actually received in a while.
Hey!
Katie, you got an update on squeezy butter?
I do. Well, yes, my daughter, baby Nana, had me out hunting for the little stress toy that they have. You know, all the kids are obsessed with the little stress toys that you squeeze and stuff, and they come in fun shapes and sizes.
The little kids?
Yes, the one that's trending now is the little squeezy butter.
How old's
right?
your daughter?
And I could not find this thing. I went to Target. I went to Walmart. We talked about it on the show here. And then so many people reached out to me about it. I'm not kidding you. I had message requests on Instagram. Like, we weren't even friends, but people thought it was in my best interest to know where the squeezy butter was. So
Are they telling you where it is?
Me where I can get the squeezy butter. So first of all, thank you to all of the Mix fam who reached out to me and helped me track down a squeezy butter for my little baby nut. Because she has two now. She's so excited. But there's other things that people are looking for. And I had no idea this was so popular. But have you heard about the squeezy apple, Jeremy?
Can't say that I have.
Oh, my God. The squeezy apple is all the rage right now.
That's what I used to call my booty, though.
Yeah, right? I can
see why. You want a little of that squeezy apple?
I can see why. Mm-hmm. All those seeds in it.
Come here, girl.
But, yeah, so many people are looking for the squeezy apple now. And again,
does it look like an apple, I'm guessing?
It does. Looks just like a big red apple.
Let me look it up.
And, again, like, people are just clamoring for this thing. But it's not just the apple. Can you guess what other object people love to squeeze?
Peach.
No, I'm sure.
I can't say it on the air because we have a lot of children listening right now.
It's the squeezy cheese.
Of course.
I think that's just fun to say.
I have one of those, Katie.
Do you really?
Yeah,
a squeezy cheese?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's a block of cheese stress ball. I got it years ago. But yes, I have a squeezy cheese.
And it's
here
so
it is, $4.99, slow rising realistic cheese block.
rising cheese block.
Soft stress relief toy.
Oh,
cute.
It's so funny.
Squeeze original sensory fidget novelty toy.
And again, they're so popular with the kids, right? And I think it's definitely just the you know, it's the fact that it's a piece of cheese, first of all, that just makes it funny.
So many adults have this then.
I think it's just because it's trendy. And again, the squeezy part, I get it, because we've had these little stress balls around for forever. I mean, people who sit at desks, they keep their, you know, hands strong by using the stress balls. They say that that's a big part of, you know, your strength is your grip. So I understand why they're so popular, but it is insane that one of these things will go viral, say the cheese shape, and then you can't find them anywhere. And not only that, but the markup after is insane.
So scoop them up and resell them, right?
Well, I think that's probably a good side hustle for some people, but I would feel bad. Like, I would feel awful buying something for $5 and then charging someone three times as much for it. I don't think that's my side
hustle. Well, that makes one of us.
I know you would have no problem with it.
Let's get it done.
But I don't know if it's just, I don't know what it is.
Supply and demand, girl.
That feels bad to me to take it and then sell it. I could never own a business because I would just feel so bad.
Just take whatever you want.
You know what's going to a good home.
They got a squeezy Swedish fish.
Ooh.
They got a squeezy hamster. You squeeze it and the eyes pop out, it looks like.
Okay.
Alicia just wrote in on the text line. You got to see the squeezy peach.
Oh, see, squeezy peach. You're right. You called it, Josh.
Told you.
It's the perfect thing to squeeze.
Yes.
The squeezy peach.
And that's kind of the fun. So when I went up to North Dakota, I found a little squeezy that I thought the baby Nana would love. It was a little squeezy axolotl. One of those lizards.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
That always look like they're smiling. They're so cute. And I saw one because that's part of the fun is you buy these squeezies hoping that you are ahead of the trend. Like, I bought the cheese before the cheese is popular. Well, look at me go.
There's a loaf of bread.
Yes. See? And so it's kind of, that's part
of
the
milkshake.
Is which trend are you going to jump on? Are you going to get the one that actually hits, you know? I just think it's fascinating that, and it's a little cheaper than, like, laptops and iPads and phones that kids want,
and
right?
Hookers.
Exactly. Way cheaper than a hooker. But I'm just
that's
saying,
that's an expensive,
like,
stress reliever.
If your kid wants an iPad, get him a little stress toy.
That's exactly what they want. Skip the Apple Store and get him a squeezy gummy bear.
Here's a squeezy cheese. You're welcome.
There's so much squeezy stuff, though.
So much. So much.
My God, there's everything.
So there
the
you go.
The squeezy carrot. There's a squeezy Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
Oh, this is a weird one. The squeezy prostate.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a that one's not sold out.
Wonder why.
I feel shocked.
Hey, I'm going to scoop them up and resell them. Well, here we go. Let's have some fun. Let's meet some new people. If you've never played Fast Five, now is your time to shine. Give us a call, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That's your direct link to the Mix 100 studios. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and then I'll throw a category at you and start a 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Think you can pull it off? Would love to meet you. Would love to talk to you. It's a hell of a time. 303-691-1649. We'll also give your kiddos a shout out if you call in with your kids. Now, Katie, for people who have never heard this silly game, give us some examples of some Fast Fives.
Yeah, because we could throw out a question for the Swifties, right? Like, name five Taylor Swift songs or five pairs of fictional best friends. I like that one. The one that won it yesterday was Angela, Hot Angela, named five characters from Saved by the Bell. No problem.
Mr. Belding.
Yeah, so you never know what you're going to ask when it comes to the categories, Jeremy.
I am putting everybody on hold. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. That means you are in. Do not hang up. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, if you do, in fact, win Fast Five today, it's a double prize day.
It is, and it's very exciting, the prizes. We've got a pair of tickets for you to check out Alex Warren at Red Rocks. That's coming up on June 6th. But wait, there's more, because you're going to check out Pauly Shore. He's going to be at Comedy Works Landmark, right?
Yes.
That's the one?
Legend.
So yeah, we're going to send you to go check out his stand-up, and a very funny guy indeed. So an epic prize today for Fast Five.
Yeah, that'll be for Saturday Night Show at the Landmark. And we're really excited because we actually get to talk to Pauly Shore after the show today.
Yes.
Have a little sit down with him. So that'll be a lot of fun. All right, guys, you want to play 303-691-1649? Oh, who do we got? Boy, let's see here. Well, that's not going to work. Patience. Hi, Patience.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing today?
Nothing much. We just did continuation for my son last night.
Hey.
Dropping my other kids off for their last 2 days of school and getting ready for Kinderbration for my baby.
Kinderbration. Oh. That's fun. Yeah, I got a continuation today for one of my kiddos and another one tomorrow. So we are wrapping things up, girlfriend. Now,
I know, it's so close.
Now we entertain him for the rest of the summer. Right? Now what do we do with
and
him?
Go.
Oh, boy, yeah. Five things.
Mine are going to spend time at Eelch's.
Hey, that's a good way to pass the time for sure.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, what do we have for you? I got a movie one, so no cheating, okay?
Okay.
10 seconds. Josh came up with this one. 10 seconds. Give me five characters from The Land Before Time. Go.
Ducky.
What? Come on.
I can see them. I can't think of their name. I can only think of Ducky, the little cute yellow one.
Oh, ah! He is the cutest, though.
Ducky. Well, you didn't get it, Patience. Well, have a good day, though. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on today?
You know, just constantly trying to win Fast Five. And
are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some Alex Warren tickets.
Mm.
Double prize day. Never heard that before.
Right?
Yeah, sometimes we like to treat our listeners.
Big deal.
My little note on the screen says, with a bunch of people. What does that mean?
It means Stella calls in like every day and then hands me the phone, and here we are. But no, I'm alone now.
So are you at, like, a business then?
No, I'm just in my office at home getting ready to take the kids to school.
Got you. All right. Oh, what do I have for you? Your letter is O. O, O, O. I need five drinks that start with that letter O. Go.
Orange juice.
Yep.
Long tea. Old fashioned, Oreo milkshake.
Times are
four.
Oat milk,
so
little oat milk, oat milk
so
stout.
Kate.
Darn it!
4 out of 5 isn't bad, but it's not enough to win.
No, you did pretty good though. Not too bad. Well, thank you
for
calling
in. We'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Kate.
Tell Stella we said hi.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
A little Lily. Hi, Lily.
Hey. How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. More importantly, how are you, though? Is everything fine? Everything okay at home?
Doing great.
All right, good. You're teaching yoga tonight, I see.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite pose?
Down dog.
What up, down dog?
Gotta say.
Yeah, that's a classic, isn't it?
Got to go with the classic.
Have
is it just regular yoga or is it that gross hot yoga?
It's hot yoga.
Oh, Lily. Why are you doing
very
that?
Very sweaty, very humid.
It's so stinky.
Make it count, though, right?
So
that too.
Gross.
I agree.
It's so great. And you got the one guy in there tooting away.
It already smells, right? They're like, who's going to notice? That's it.
They're like, might as well.
Oh. And the downward dog will work it out of you, you know?
Yeah, sure will.
You're making me so excited to go teach a class tonight.
Okay. I don't want to stop. It's fun. All right, what do I have for you? Do you know a lot about cars?
Kind of, maybe.
All right, in 10 seconds, past or present, any vehicles made by Volkswagen, go.
The bug.
Yep.
The bus.
Sure.
The Jetta. The
You got three.
Dang it.
The Golf.
Dang it.
And the Passat.
Passat.
And the Tiguan.
No.
Oh, darn it, Lily.
Dang it.
Well, it was really nice talking to you, and have fun getting your stretch on tonight.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Okay,
bye, Lily.
Bye. Been holding along because I think it's Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. It says you're a teacher and you're almost done with school.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That was the voice of someone excited.
He's like, oh, hell yeah. Are you going anywhere this summer? Are you doing anything fun?
You know, we're going to do some like local trips like Glenwood Springs and Breckenridge and stuff like that.
Perfect.
But it's the summer of getting stuff done around the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like what? What do you got? What's the big project?
Well, we got deck, we got gates. I'm just about to order a dumpster. It's going to be great.
Man.
Yeah, that's serious stuff right there.
It is.
Oh.
My dad body just got a goosebumps when you said that.
Right? He got dumpster. A dumpster. He got a dumpster outside.
Got the grill some. Yeah, you know.
Oh, Dave.
You can put anything in that dumpster.
Oh, yeah. Roll off.
Ooh.
Oh, well, good for you, buddy. Have fun. Out of the camp of I used to be cool, we just put new carpet in our basement, Dave, and I'm going to tell you, that is one of the best things on the planet, is new carpet, and that new carpet smell and the way it feels. Oh.
Before it's matted down.
Oh, yes.
He's not kidding, Dave. Absolutely. Like, he came in to show me pictures of him laying on his carpet, him walking on his carpet, him just looking at his carpet. He's like, see me in the carpet here? Like, he was so excited about it.
She's not lying either.
He was so excited.
Best $5,000 he ever spent. Good
no joke. That's about right, too. Yeah, that's about right. So funny. All right, Davey boy, your movie is Shrek. I need 5 characters from Shrek. Go.
Shrek, Fiona, Donkey, Lord Farquaad, the Gingerbread Man, the Dragon.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, Dave. Oh. Is that right? Let me see.
No, it's absolutely right.
No,
that you said Lord Farquaad, like that was so
you
perfect.
You did say Gingerbread Man.
It was,
too.
Yeah, and
eat
Shrek,
me,
Fiona. Like you named them all.
I think I did pretty good. There's one thing I need you to do for me, buddy.
What's that?
I need you to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Wynn sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Wynn sound, please.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Big winner! Awesome.
Yeah, Navy boy! Okay, well, you won an epic prize pack today. Alex Warren to Red Rocks, and then Pauly Shore Saturday night at the Landmark Comedy Works, man.
So excited. This is going to be awesome.
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh,
so
thank
fun.
You so much.
Well, buddy,
you guys are the best.
Well, that's very kind of you. You did all the hard work, though, my friend. Dave,
yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you how to get your hands on all that goodness, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care. Appreciate you.
Bye,
thanks,
Dave.
Oh. What a great guy. What a great winner
I know.
Today.
I love that he got it. When you said Pauly Shore, he's like,
yes.
Yeah, he is exciting.
There you go, guys. There's your latest round of Fast Five, and we'll do it all again tomorrow morning, 7:30 with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
We're going to be throwing open the phone lines. We got to talk to you girls. We really do. Yeah. Why is that, Katie Cat?
Well, because yesterday I was in the store. I was at the self-checkout, and I'm rummaging for my wallet, right? And it's all the way down at the bottom of my purse. So I grab it, and I pull it out, and at the same time, 3 packets of Texas Pete hot sauce fell out of my purse.
Yes!
And not only that, like, I had many condiments in there. There was some soy sauce. There was a Chick-fil-A sauce packet in there. And I keep condiments in my purse at all times. Like, you never know when you're going to need some umami, right? So that's why we were talking about this. And I was like, I guarantee you ladies have food and other random things in their purse like that.
First things first.
What?
That's going to come in handy one day when you are stranded in a blizzard and you've come off the side of the road and you're down in a ditch where nobody can see you.
That's what I mean.
And you are going to survive off your condiment packets.
It is my survival instincts as to why I have condiments in my purse. I mean, that hot mustard isn't there for nothing.
It's going to save your life one of these days. I guarantee
exactly.
that.
Thank you.
Second, phone lines are open. I would love to talk to all the ladies out there carrying around your designer purses.
Yeah.
Or your Walmart purse. I don't care. What's the weird, unique, interesting thing that you have either right now in your purse or that you have in the past?
Yeah.
You did that thing where you dumped it out on the bed before a night out, right?
That's where that is.
To swap
is.
Purses.
Yes.
And you're like, what the hell is that doing in there? One of my most favorite stories is from my wife, Nick Nack, who dumped her purse out one day. And a chicken nugget came out.
See? No. In case she gets lost and needs some sustenance, there's that chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget.
See?
Was in her little Coach purse that she had. And so, yes, one of the kids or something had happened, and there was a chicken nugget in the purse. So she's like, what the heck? And it looked like it was still edible, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
It probably was.
Yeah. Not going to lie. I should have taken a bite out of it.
Staple.
I should have found you with the condiments, but dipped it into something.
I used to have just a bottle of hot sauce in my purse, but that was really hard to get through customs and through the, on an airplane.
Too much liquid.
That's why I started with the packets, because they don't flag those. So you can get right through security, no problem.
Well, listen, I know all you ladies are listening because you were just belittling me on the text line.
Good job, ladies.
So come on. We want to talk to you. Think about your purse. Past, present, now, whatever. What's the weird stuff that you guys are carrying around? That thing is like a black hole. No Name wrote in and said, I have two screwdrivers in my purse right now. No idea why. Somebody wrote in and said, Jer, I'll up your wife's chicken nugget. I once found a meatball in my purse after an Olive Garden trip.
On top of spaghetti, right?
All covered in cheese.
You lost my poor meatball.
And somebody sneezed.
Sarah wrote in and said, I actually just dumped out my purse 2 days ago, and there was a receipt in there from Borders Books.
Oh,
she says, apparently my purse is a museum. Yeah, how long has Borders been closed down?
Yeah.
It might be time to get yourself a new purse, girl. 303-691-1649 if you'd like to sound off about the things that are lurking down in your purse. Here is Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hi. You're so sweet. What do you have in your purse?
Well, I mean, occasionally, I mean, I've been accused of having everything in my purse. My kids can need tweezers or a pair of scissors or a crayon, and I've got it all. Just it's a thing. But my kids evidently thought that I needed one day to zip up dog food in my purse to go, that I needed it zipped up in the pockets of my purse.
Oh.
Hey, you never know when you might come across a stray, right?
It's random kibble.
Well, you never know. I mean, I have four dogs, so you never know if I have another one, just a to-go dog or something. The worst of it was that she added a little bit of my the wet dog food that I have.
Oh, no, Abby, no.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. So it wasn't great. Enough to make a big, big, you know, huge mess, but enough. It was enough.
That's hilarious. You know what? It's funny, though. You hit the nail on the head, like being a mom, you know. Like, you can go to Knick Knack and be like, hey, do you have nail clippers and a Band-Aid and three hair ties? And she'll be like, yeah, here you go.
Right? Probably.
Absolutely. Do you have peanut butter? Do you have, you know, do you have a sandwich in there? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
How'd you know?
You know what is shocking with my wife is the amount of random, like, granola bars that she also has in her purse. Like, there's constantly granola bars just hanging out in the bottom of the purse. Like, if you're going to... Go ahead.
You always need one. You always have a protein bar, a granola bar. You always need something. And when you... I tote around... I have five, so if I'm toting around three of my five... Then I always have what they call a snack bag. It's just a little square, like, tote. And I always have snacks in there. You know, it could be chips, granola bars, fruit snacks, whatever, juice, everything.
I need to hang out with you. I need an applesauce packet and a fruit strip immediately, Abby.
Yeah, well, when you have five kiddos, Abby, one of them's always hungry, right?
Like, you know, then you carry a thermal one for, you know, cheese sticks and crackers. You gotta
be prepared. You are on duty. Abby, thank you for the laughs. Great call. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank
bye.
You.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye, Abby.
If any other ladies want to sound off, Josh is grabbing the lines, ringing here. 303-691-1649. Hang tight. He's going to talk to you here in a second. Here is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Somebody wrote in, it was a hot Angela. She says, I have an entire pharmacy in my purse. So she lists, like, everything. Neosporin, aspirin, Tylenol, an inhaler, and, like, the list goes on and on and on.
Compression, socks.
right, exactly. Eye drops. So funny. So what's in your purse, Sarah?
My daughter wants to tell you.
Oh, she did? Okay.
My
mom has emergency sugar packets in her purse.
Emergency sugar packets?
What's the sugar for?
It's for if I keep on talking and she's talking to her friends.
Nuh-uh. She gives you sugar packets just to make you quiet?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You got a funny mom.
She told on you.
You got a
not quite true. It's when she get out of hand, gets too wild. I have to calm her down with sugar.
Oh yeah, that'll bring her right down.
Yeah, I know,
pump
right?
some sugar into her, Sarah.
It really does.
Uh huh. You're acting crazy. Eat some sugar.
Calm down, kid.
Calm down, honey.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's cool. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Have fun at school. Oh, how cute. She totally told on her mom.
She just wants me to shut up so she gives me sugar packets. Okay, that is dang funny right
there.
Good. Josh is saying we need to talk to Kelly because she's ready to shank somebody at any moment.
Oh, goodness.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, so what's the unique thing in your purse?
Well, I have a pocket knife in my purse that's not mine.
Uh-oh. Are you an accessory to a crime?
No, we went to the sand dunes, and my son was running around and just playing up and down the hills, and he saw something black sticking out, and he picked it up, and it was a pocket knife. And so I threw it in my purse, not knowing what else to do with it, and it's still there.
Whoa, yeah, what do you do with that?
I know.
I think I would throw that away because it could be used in a crime. Now your handprints are all over it.
Now you're an accessory.
Oh, no.
But side note, too, it's a good thing he found that. You don't want to be rolling around in the sand and get, you know, shanked in the back or something.
Well, and he just told me that it was open when he found it, which I didn't realize. So he kept someone from getting hurt.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Wow.
Take him to lunch today and buy him some new Nikes, okay?
He'd love that.
All right, Kelly. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
From JKJ.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye, Kelly.
So there's a couple funny ones on the text line.
Yeah, well, this one from Angela, total boy mom right here, right? She says, I rarely carry a purse. The other day, I took it to the grocery store. When I went to get my wallet, my son's baseball cup was in there.
Oh,
oh, it's so gross. And then Linda, she texted in and said that she saw a spider in her purse twice last week.
Really?
Oh, my God. That
Absolutely
would freak
not.
Me out.
Get rid of the purse.
In my purse.
Her coworkers were very impressed with her vocabulary, is what she said.
She strung a few together, huh?
Came up with some new words there. But, yeah, there's, you know what? The purse is a place of mystery. You never know what's going to be in there. Even if it is your purse, chances are you didn't put something in there. So,
well, that's funny you bring that up because two came in from ladies talking about their husbands. One, she says, I got another Target candle and it's hiding in my purse right now because I don't want my husband to find another candle at the house. The second one came in and said, my husband snuck a potato into my purse while we were wandering around the grocery store. It's a purse potato. She's like, it's been in there for about a week. That's funny.
That's going to get stinky.
I think so. It's going to start growing things, right? And then Rachel wrote in and said, guys, I have a tiny fan in my purse. And she goes, well, you know, menopause.
Oh, yeah.
I just happened to have this story that I pulled. It's Travel and Lifestyle magazine or something like that. They are promoting something called micro adventures this summer, which are quick local escapes instead of giant expensive vacations. So think maybe like one or two night mountain trips, mm-hmm. spontaneous road trips, simple local experiences, like maybe spending the day out in Golden or something like we did, like I did this past weekend, instead of week-long luxury travel.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably spot on this year when everything is so expensive. I saw that hotel costs are sky high right now. Gas is expensive.
Rental cars. Everything.
Yes. Yeah. Food. So you're just going to have little micro vacations or micro adventures this summer. Yeah, that sounds nice.
Well, and I
can dig it.
We're very lucky here because people save up all year round to come to where we live already. And so we get to go out our back door and travel 60 minutes to an amazing location that, again, is like a resort and people look at in magazines. So we are very lucky in Colorado. This might not fly as well in a place like North Dakota. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're hanging out in Nebraska, it's like, you want to go to Hastings? Like, you know?
I was just talking with my wife last night, sweet knickknack, because we're sneaking up on 20 years of marriage together. So we're hitting our 20 year and we're thinking about going somewhere later on this year. And it's funny. I go, what are your thoughts on Kansas? And she goes, no. But we were talking about maybe going to like Tennessee or Florida or flying somewhere, you know, just kind of fun. And I'm like, do you just want to stay like in town? You know, can we go up to the mountains somewhere? And that's kind of our little micro adventure, I think, because we are looking at it like, God, we're going to have our summer trip. And it's like, do we want to do another expensive, like, second trip just for us when we can go to Steamboat or something for a couple nights?
Absolutely.
And make it way cheaper.
Yeah. And what's that?
No, you go.
Well, no, I was just going to say, like, again, there are so many spots. Like, I've made it my mission to find all the fun places in Colorado because, again, there's so many here with the national parks, the state parks. I mean, just trails, random trails can bring you to, you know, lands unknown.
Have you guys been to Parker?
Place. Parker Days? Did you heard of it?
Oh, man.
No, Parker's great.
We got it going on here. Actually, you know what? I think we kind of settled on, we might be going back down to Santa Fe. It's like a 5.5-6 hour drive. And yeah. We absolutely just adore Santa Fe.
Well, and you don't have to take a flight to get there. Again,
That's the thing.
That is super expensive right now. Like, it's expensive to book a flight.
And you know what they got down there?
What?
Killer margs.
Hey.
Really good margaritas. So give me some margs and a pool. Yes. We were just talking about the micro vacations. The other big thing this season is bed rotting vacations.
Oh.
It's a growing travel trend where people intentionally book trips just to go rest and sleep and avoid activities.
That's a mom, isn't it?
Could be a mom vacation right there.
Mom move right there.
They're calling it bed rotting, where you essentially just get a hotel and you lay around for a couple days for a little R&R action.
Huh.
Rejuvenate. Don't think I could do it.
No?
No. I got to get out and move and do things.
Okay.
I have a hard time laying around.
Yeah, I prefer to do my rotting on the couch, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, we'll look at Katie here.
No, I like both. I like to get out and move my body, but I also like to take in a good movie, a good series.
Yeah.
I got done with a series that I was watching, and I started watching this movie just as like a buffer movie, right? Like, this will get me into my next 3 hours of couch rotting. But I had no intention of liking this movie, and I was shocked at how much I liked it, Jeremy and Josh. And I wanted to tell you about Remarkably Bright Creatures. Have you seen it?
I've seen the little slide on the Netflix.
Okay, so you've seen the little preview that
it's
shows.
It's like an aquarium or something.
Yes, and I, again, like when I put it on, it has Sally Fields in it. It has Lewis Pullman, who is Bill Pullman's son,
No way.
So it's he is in it. There's a lot of just like notable names. But what I love about it is it tugs at your heartstrings because there's a family story behind it that gets into it in the movie. But the entire film is told from the point of view of the octopus in the movie named Marcellus. No, you would love it. It is so, again, heartwarming. And the way that they tie everything together, and it really is a story of like perseverance and dealing with what life throws at you, but it's also really smartly written. And Sally Field has such a huge character in it that I love her.
She's a good actress.
Yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, here's the thing, too, is I feel like this is one where, Josh, you and your girlfriend could totally get into this movie. So it's Princess Pilot, right? Princess Pilot. You would love this. Jeremy, you and your family, the kids, would love this movie. It made me want a pet octopus, honestly. Like, I want to go buy
one. Well, I was going to say, what's funny about that is I actually had a pet octopus. And
did you really?
All it did, for like a whole semester at school, we were able to get aquatic pets, and I got an octopus. And you're talking about the octopus kind of telling the story, correct?
Yes.
All my octopus did for 6 months that I had it was live and hide under the rock.
The hiding.
Saw it maybe twice.
It was a rocktopus.
That's the thing.
I literally saw it maybe twice in my whole semester of owning an octopus.
But that's what's funny is from the point of view from the octopus, it talks about how noisy the children are in the aquarium because that's what it is. Sally Field is like the custodian. Mm-hmm. So she cleans the aquarium at night and she gets to be really close to all these animals and she talks to the fish and she talks to the frogs and everything. But then the octopus like loves her. Like this octopus is like a grumpy old man, and he's talking about the kids being loud and how you know nobody else knows how to keep their voice.
So is this like a Muppet? Is it like a Muppet octopus?
No, it's a real octopus.
This is like CGI.
Yes, no. It's a real octopus, but it's his
just with
voice.
A voiceover.
It's a voiceover.
It's a voiceover
but
octopus.
The octopus.
I want a Jim Henson creature.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're gonna love this movie. I'm telling you. But
why is Rose saying that she recommends the movie to Jeremy? Is she just going on board? Hi,
no,
Rose.
No, it's a great movie.
Melody says the book is exceptional.
Oh, I bet the book is fabulous. I can't wait to
Sean,
read the book.
Sean says, such a good movie.
Such a good movie. Okay, so.
Somebody says, tiny bit slow.
Well, again, it's like, honestly, the octopus loves the cleaning lady. And that's the part that is just like so adorable because it's like.
Does he have magic powers or anything?
No, it doesn't. No, he doesn't have magic powers. It's just kind of like, I don't want to ruin too much because if I tell you too much.
End?
No, oh,
he becomes calamari.
No, but it is a good movie, and I know that when you watch it, it's going to leave you with a really good feeling in your heart, and that's how you know it's a good
well,
movie.
Well, I have enough good feelings in my heart.
No, that's he just high cholesterol. Like super... That's not a good
no.
feeling.
It's heart palpitations. Yeah. That's a clogged artery.
Such a good movie. You have to promise me you're going to watch it.
Well, I'm not going to do
promise
that.
Promise me you're going to watch
it. The book
it.
Is phenomenal. More people yes. are saying, I have never heard of this.
Okay, you have to. See,
great
pulled
lot
up
of
my heartstrings.
Pulled at my heartstrings.
See, yeah. you have to watch it. Knickknack, if you're listening, make him watch it.
Well, listen, you turned me on to The Secret Millionaire, too,
see?
On Netflix. And I got to tell you, that has been one of the best little reality game shows that we have watched in a long time.
See?
So I don't always poo-poo your recommendations, thank you very much.
I know,
much.
You don't. You actually, you take my recommendations with a grain of salt, but you do
but Zach,
actually try them.
Don't read Zach's.
Movie sounds god-awful boring.
It's not.
I'm going on Zach's side.
I'm a talking octopus.
What does the voice sound like for the octopus?
Does
he talk like this because he's underwater?
The voice is Alfred Molina. I don't know if you're familiar. So
nobody
he's
knows
in...
who that is.
Okay, yes, I'm trying to think. You do. You do know.
Does he talk like this?
Yeah, how funny. He's in the other show I was
he's
just
Doc
watching.
He's Doc Ock in Spider-Man. That's yes. Alfred Molina.
Yeah.
Which, how funny, he's doing an octopus now.
Yeah, so he's in The Da Vinci Code. He's in Boogie Nights, Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's got so many roles, so you would know who he is. And his voice is very notable as well. But it's perfect for an octopus. I've never heard an octopus voice before, but his is perfect.
Veronica says, great movie. Shut up,
so
Jeremy,
good.
And watch it.
Yes, you have to watch it. Promise
right,
me you're going
to
watch
it. I promise you I'll watch it just so we don't have to hear the word octopus
okay.
again for a while.
Deal.
All right? No
okay.
more octopus.
I could do that.
Thank you for the recommendation.
You are so welcome.
You're the best.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown? This is Katie Crush.
Yes, all right. Now we got our contestant lined up. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Oh, well, maybe we won't play today.
Oh, no.
This has
at,
been
Julie?
The biggest cluster.
Where are you at?
Julie, are you there?
For a walk, I just pulled over so I could talk to you guys.
Okay, that
go.
Sounds a little bit better.
There we go.
All right, Julie, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva, okay?
Yeah, I know she is.
All right.
Katie's Julie.
Gonna, why don't you hop on out since we're short on time,
okay.
Katie.
Good luck, Julie.
Okay, go right, quick. So Katie goes into a room where she can't hear anything, Julie. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And she's in there. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first question for Katie Crush. Who won Artist of the Year and Song of the Summer at the AMAs that were just on a couple nights ago?
I'm going to say the Song of the Summer is Golden.
You're just going to say Golden?
Yeah, because I don't know who it is. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Here's your second question. What TV show do the terms McDreamy and McSteamy come from?
That is Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy?
Grey Anatomy, sorry.
Grey Anatomy. All right, here is your third question. Please tell me, what's the name of the green, one-eyed monster in Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
That one I'm not sure of. I'm not a cartooner.
Would you like to say Grey's Anatomy?
Sure.
All right. Grey's Anatomy. What's the name of Doc Brown's dog in Back to the Future?
Oh, my gosh. Einstein.
All right. And your fifth and final question... Who is the supreme commander of the Autobots in the Transformers franchise?
Would you like to say Greg's Anatomy?
Stop with the Greg's Anatomy. I can't get his name. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
All right.
So good.
You going to pass?
No, I'm going to say Thunder.
Thunder. All right. Katie's already back in the studio. Hi, Katie Cat.
Hi.
Hey, girl. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Who won Artist of the Year and Song of the Summer at the AMAs?
Artist of the Year. I would say, was it Alex Warren?
Alex Warren is wrong.
Oh.
Julie said Golden. Wrong. We're looking for BTS for Swim.
We
play that here.
Oh,
yeah,
do.
I don't care for that so much, though.
So. Oh.
All right. What TV show did the terms McDreamy and McSteamy come from?
Oh, was that ER? Was it ER?
Well, I have ER on my list, but I'm second guessing this. Was it ER or Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy. I don't think it's ER. Now that you say Grey's Anatomy, I'm like,
Josh, look it up really quick.
It's Grey's Anatomy. McDreamy and McSteamy are from Grey's
but
Anatomy.
But I said ER.
So you're wrong.
I said ER.
Julie was right.
Ah, man.
Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy, yeah.
What's the name of the green one-eyed monster in Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, and it's Mike Wazowski. This is fun to say.
Julie said Greg's Anatomy.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
1-1 so far. What was Doc Brown's dog's name in Back to the Future?
Oh, I don't know. Fluffy?
No, Julie, you got it right. It was Einstein.
Oh.
Yeah, Einstein.
Yeah, girl.
Okay.
Katie, who is the supreme commander of the Autobots in the Transformers franchise?
The Autobots? I can only think of Decepticon for some reason. I know that's probably not it because he sounds
that's
like a bad guy.
That's a whole other team.
See his little robot face. What is his name?
You just want
Megatron?
Megatron, no.
Oh,
darn.
We're looking for Optimus Prime.
That's what?
Yeah, that's it.
And Julie said Thunder.
Okay.
But I'm looking at this. Julie, it looks like you got two and Katie got one.
Oh, we're done
one.
Already? Wait, what? That's it?
Huh, what?
Oh. I feel like
huh, what?
Cheated
You've
out
been
of
crushed
that one.
Today, girl.
I only got one?
I crushed you.
Ah! You got to rub it in, Julie. No, I'm just kidding. Congrats. You did a good job.
Well
you
done,
good
Julie.
Job.
Well done.
Thanks,
oh, you're the best. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you how to get your prize, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Katie.
All right, bye, Julie. Oh, man. Oh, I can't
that was different
I got
today.
Optimus Prime one wrong. It was a different one.
Good news. We'll play again tomorrow morning right around 9 o'clock with JKJ.